Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I'm K.A. Malsha Hasanti, teacher of Urubakka National School. Today, I'm going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. In today's lesson, we are going to focus our attention on an important area in English grammar, which is adjectives. This is a compulsory area to know. First, let's see what adjectives are. Adjectives are words that describe the qualities or states of being nouns, such as enormous, dog-like, silly, yellow, fun, and fast. They can also describe the quantity of nouns, such as many, few, millions, and 11. Most students learn that adjectives are words that modify or describe nouns. Adjectives do not modify verbs or adverbs or other adjectives. But do not forget that adjectives modify pronouns too. Adjectives are easy to spot because mostly they come immediately before the noun they modify. For example, old man, green coat, and cheerful people can be taken. When adjectives are used like this, they are called attributive adjectives. An adjective can come after the noun also. For instance, Jack was old, or it looks green, or people seem cheerful. In the three examples just said, the adjectives follow linking verbs like was, looks, and seem to describe the noun or pronoun. Adjectives can be more than just modifying nouns. They can also act as a complement to linking verbs or the verb to be. A linking verb is a verb to feel, to seem, or to taste that describes a state of being a sensory experience. For example, it smells gross in the locker room, or the man sure is happy, and driving is faster than walking. When adjectives are used like this, they are called predicative adjectives. Sometimes an adjective comes immediately after a noun. Here are some examples. The Princess Royal, time immemorial. When adjectives are used like this, they are called post-positive adjectives. Post-positive adjectives are more common with pronoun, like someone is interesting, those present, something evil, like that. Let's take a look into our activity sheet. Let's see the first activity. There, you are given 10 words. They are really adjectives. The words are exciting, dangerous, cheaper, hardworking, worst, tallest, boring, beautiful, intelligent, and good. Dear children, here you have to read the sentences and fill in the blank with the correct adjective from the list. Let's read the first sentence. This book is so blank, I fell asleep as soon as I started reading it. There, we want an adjective to describe the book. As this adjective follows a linking verb, it becomes a predicative adjective. From the given list, we can use the word boring for this. This book is so boring, I fell asleep as soon as I started reading it. Second sentence is, a house in countryside is blank than a house in town area. You can buy a house in countryside with this money. There, in that sentence, the noun house is described. So, according to the meaning of the sentence, we can use the word cheaper there. A house in countryside is cheaper than a house in town area. You can buy a house in countryside with this money. In the next sentence comes an attributive adjective, as the adjective comes just before the noun. For that, we can use the word intelligent. Albert Einstein was an intelligent person in the world history. Dear children, there the word person should be described. Let's look at the fourth sentence. Peter got passes from all his exams this year. He is a blank student in the college. Here also, the adjective becomes attributive because of its location. We can take the word hardworking for that sentence according to the meaning. Peter got good passes from all his exams this year. He is a hardworking student in the college. Fifth sentence is, Cinderella is so blank, which makes the stepsisters jealous of her. In the end, she marries the prince. By reading the sentence, we can say that the word beautiful is suitable for the blank. Cinderella is so beautiful, which makes the stepsisters jealous of her. In the end, she marries the prince. This adjective is a predicative adjective. Next sentence is, if you want to drink a blank fruit juice around here, you should visit the juice bar at the left end of this street. From the list given, most suitable adjective for this is good. So the final sentence is, if you want to drink a good fruit juice around here, you should visit the juice bar at the left end of this street. In the seventh sentence, the adjective for the blank should be an attributive adjective because the adjective is immediately before a noun. Let's read the sentence. The blank building in the world is in Dubai. Its name is Burj Khalifa and it was opened on January 4, 2010. From the remaining words of the list, we can use the adjective tallest there. The tallest building in the world is in Dubai. Its name is Burj Khalifa and it was opened on January 4, 2010. I would rather go bungee jumping. I think it's more blank than going fishing. This is our next sentence. We can use the adjective exciting for this sentence according to the meaning. I would rather go bungee jumping. I think it's more exciting than going fishing. Let's read the next sentence. It was the blank dinner I've ever had. I think I won't go to that restaurant again. Now you know that this adjective should be an attributive adjective, as it describes the noun dinner and comes just before the noun. We can use the word worst for the sentence. It was the worst dinner I've ever had. I think I won't go to that restaurant again. Let's look at the last sentence of activity 1. Cobra is a blank snake in the world. When it bites an adult, he dies in seconds. Now you know the answer for this. It is the remaining word dangerous. Cobra is a dangerous snake in the world. When it bites an adult, he dies in seconds. That's all about activity 1. Let's pay our attention to activity 2. Dear children, there you have to read the description given, which was written by Mala about her pet, and write a similar description about your pet using different adjectives. Read the given description carefully first. Mala has written about a rabbit. Let's assume that we have a pet dog and write a similar description. This writing is called parallel writing. Let's use the adjective nice instead of little. My pet is a nice dog. Then its name is Tommy. Let's say its color as white. It is a white puppy. Let's change the next sentence like this. My pet has been living with us for the last 5 years. We can write the next sentence as it is. I remember the day when we got into the pet shop to pick up a pet. Let's make some changes in the next sentence. My brother wanted a chocolate color brown bunny as our pet. Here, I replaced the adjectives snow color white with chocolate color brown and puppy as bunny. In the next sentence, change cute little into nice playful. But finally, we got this nice playful puppy. You can use any other suitable adjectives too. Next sentence describes the appearance of the bunny. Let's use some other adjectives to describe our pet dog. It has got a short hair, it has got a tiny head and two big brown eyes. It has two round ears, a wet nose and a little mouth. It has got four tiny legs. It has got a long fluffy tail. Let's write the sentence, Pod is very funny as Tommy is very playful. It can run, jump and play. It can't swim or fly. In the next sentence, write what he eats. It eats meat, rice and milk. Let's replace the adjective huge with large in the next sentence. It sleeps with me in a corner of my large bed. End the passage like this. Now, this lovely puppy has become a part of our family. Okay, children, please try to write a different passage about a different pet using variety of other adjectives you know. In the next activity, you have to underline the adjectives in the given sentences. Let's take the first sentence. John went to the busy cafe to have a black coffee. You know that adjectives always modifies a noun or pronoun. In this sentence, you can underline the words busy and black as they describe the nouns cafe and coffee. The second sentence is, the old man at the counter felt that Peter was a very kind gentleman. There, you can easily identify old and kind are attributive adjectives. In the next sentence, that tall man got into the bus yesterday and threatened the innocent driver. Tall and innocent are the adjectives which describes the nouns man and driver. Let's read the next sentence. One of the largest buildings in the world is located on that tiny mountain that overlooks the sea. There, you can see that the word largest modifies the building and tiny modifies the mountain. So, we can take largest and tiny as adjectives in that sentence. In the next sentence, the hot sun arose in the morning and set in the misty evening. You can clearly see that hot and misty are attributive adjectives, which describes the nouns sun and evening. In the sixth sentence, Anne happily opened the front door when she heard her best friend's voice. In this sentence, we can see three adjectives. First is front, which modifies the door. second is best, which describes the friend, and also best friends can be taken as it describes the voice. Red is the only word that can be taken as an adjective from the sentence. Many of those red flowers bloom in spring and die in the winter. We can see many happy faces in the lunchtime. In this sentence, dear children, you can notice the noun faces has been described by the adjective happy, and also noun time has been modified with lunch. So there are two adjectives, happy and lunch. Ninth sentence is, Mary was making a big cake for her lovely family during her free time. Try to find adjectives in this sentence. In the beginning, we can see that the noun cake has been modified with the adjective big, and then family has been modified with the adjective lovely. Also, the last word time has been modified with the adjective free. Let's look at the last sentence of that activity. The young man helped the little cute boy. That sentence seems very easy. The noun man is modified with the adjective young, and for the noun boy, there are two attributive adjectives, little and cute. Okay, children, now we have almost done three activities. Let's pay attention to our last activity. In activity 4, you can see a nice colorful picture and a passage with blanks under that. A picture description is a compulsory question for your O-level paper. Before the passage, you are given some adjectives within brackets. I'll read them first. Silver, colorful, beautiful, short, red, royal, Sunday, little, green, modern, classic, old, young, and fine. When you study the picture, you can see some animals, people, children, houses, vehicles, and also so many other things. Let's try to fill in the blanks with the given adjectives. For first blank, we should use a word that describes the city. Let's use modern for that, as no other blank can match that word. For the second blank, we need to describe the noun afternoon. As the town is a bit crowded, let's assume that this is a Sunday afternoon. The word for the third blank should describe the people on horses. We can see that they are young. Let's put the adjective young for that space. Next, our blank is just before the word cars. So, it should describe cars. We can see the cars in the picture are classic cars. Let's put the adjective classic to describe cars. By reading the next two sentences, we can understand that we need to put the colors of the cars for those blanks. For the first blank, let's put red, and for the second blank, we can put silver. The only adjective in the list suitable to describe children is little, because we need the word beautiful to put in the next blank to describe girl's frock. In the next blank, we need to put a predicative adjective to describe weather. Most suitable word in the list for that blank is fine. In the next blank, an adjective to describe postman's bicycle is needed. Let's use the color of his bicycle, green, as the adjective. For the word castle, most suitable adjective from the list is royal. For the next blank, let's use the adjective old to describe the man who is standing near the short fence. For the last blank, we can put the remaining word colorful to describe the flowers. Okay, children, now I'll read the passage with the answers. This is a modern city. There are several animals in this place. It is a Sunday afternoon. Some young people are riding horses. There are two modern cars. One car is red. A man is repairing the silver car. Two little children are beside the pond. The girl is wearing a beautiful frock. The weather looks fine. The postman is riding a green bicycle. A royal castle is in the background. An old man is standing near a short fence. There are colorful flowers decorating the town. Okay, dear students, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this for Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am K.A. Malsha Hasanti, English teacher from Urubaka National School. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.